We begin the current daf of Pesachim daf Kuf Yud. We begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, discussing the concept of Zugos, about consuming items in pairs, which that is dangerous due to two different concerns, one about Mazikin, because of demons, and one, as we'll see on the current daf, regarding Kshafim, that of witchcraft and sorcery. So the Gemara continues on this theme. Turn around and learn the Braisa. Shaisi Kefalim, if someone drinks in doubles, which means like in this Zugos, this concept of peers in even numbers. Damai v'reishai, so his blood is on his head, which basically that means to say that the sin of his death is upon his own head because he has killed himself, because he has put himself in a dangerous situation in drinking in peers. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Emosai. So Yehuda says, when was this said that there's a problem about drinking in even numbers in peers? V'zman shalei ro p'nei hashuk. It's only if he did not see the marketplace, he did not leave the place of where he was drinking in between every cup. But if he drank a cup, then he went out and he saw the open street, then there's just other, then he's permitted to drink in pairs. It's not considered combined as one unit of a pair because he has interrupted by going out in the middle. Ravashi said, Chazina le Rav Chananya bar Bibi, the akol kasa, that on every cup have enough v'chazi api shuka, that he went out to see the face of the marketplace, and that is this concept that he didn't want to drink in peers. So after every cup he went and he interrupted by going outside. Then the Gemara continues, says v'le'marin, we didn't say that there's this harmful effect of zugais of peers. Only if you're drinking this piers, and then now in your susceptible and your vulnerable state, you're going out onto the road for a journey of a basic loy, but in your house, there's no problem even to drink zugais in piers. Amar says, and then to go to sleep right after is like going out on a journey, which again would be harmful if one is drinking in piers. Similarly, Amar Papa, Velotzis Labesakisi, to go out to the lavatory, is Kalotzis Laderech Domi. That is also like going out onto the road, and hence, if one is drinking, one should not drink in pairs and then go to the bathroom. And the Gemara asks, so we said there's one exception, that in one's house there is no danger. And that the Gemara asks, but basically, is it really true that in one's house drinking in pairs is not harmful? But we find that many Talmidei Chachamim, that they were careful about this concept of Zugos even in their house, because V'haravi Mani Keshurei. Rava would count the beams, and that is when he was drinking every cup, he would drink one cup, look at that beam. Then when he would drink the second cup, he would look at the beam next to that. And that is according to the count of the beams, he would know where he was holding with the cups that he was drinking, and that's how he would be careful from the zugas. And he would do this all the time, even if he wasn't going out onto the road. Similarly, Vabai Kishasichat Kasa, when Abai would drink one cup of wine, so Mankele Ime Tre Kasi Betre Yadi, and his mother would hold up two cups in her two hands, so that way that he drank one, now it will only add by twos, that he'll have three, that'll be an odd number, that it shouldn't become even, because that they shouldn't forget. So automatically, right away, she holds up two, not to forget, and to have him end up with an even number. And similarly, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kei Avishasi Trei Kasa, when he would drink two cups, Mankele Sham Echad Kasa, so then his attendant would hold up only one cup. Chad Kasa, if he had drank only one cup, so Mankele Trei Kasa Betrei Yod, and then he would hold up two cups in his two hands again, because they wanted to be careful not to ever be drinking in pairs, and this was even if they were home. So how can we say that in one's home there is no problem of Zugais if we find that they were careful even in their own home? Now the Gemara answers, in truth, there is no concern for regular people about Zugais in their home. But Adam Chashav Shani, a respectable person is different, and that is because the demons, the Shadim, will give their lives over to harm these Talmidei Chacham, these Adam Chashuvim, and that's why for them they have to be careful, even in their home, but regular people, there is no harm about drinking Zugais. Amar Ula Ula says, Asar Kaisis, although that's an even number, when one drinks 10 cups, Ein Bohem Mishum Zugais, there is no difficulty, there's no harm of drinking in pairs, and most definitely if one does more than 10. And that is, as the Gemara explains, Ula Tamei, Ula goes according to his reasoning, the Amar Ula, that Ula said, V'amrila, and some say, B'masnidton, that actually was taught in the Braisa, Asara Kaisis Tiknu Chacham Beisa Avon. Chazal instituted a drinking of 10 different cups by the house of the mourner, and this is brought in the first paragraph of Masechtas Ksubis, and therefore, V'isal G'tayet D'chazara Kaisis Yesh Behem Mishum Zuga, is if you would say that the number 10, because it's even. So there is this harm of the pairs, of the even numbers. So Hechi Kamir Rabbanon V'tiknu Milsa D'asal De'Sakana. How could Rabbanon institute something that will cause a person to come to harm? So obviously that already by the number 10 and so on, there is no harm about even numbers, although there is a concept of Zugos. Once one reaches 10, it's already no harm. Alpha Tamani, Yesh B'Mishum Zugos, but lower than that in even numbers, for example 8, then there would be harm, there would be this danger of Zugos. Rav Chizda v'Rav Huna d'Amr Tavai, they both said, They argue, they say, based on the Pasuk in Birchas Kanim, that Shalom, which the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Vav, Pasuk Havav, Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha, Hashem should turn His face to you, V'yasim Lecha Shalom, and should give you peace, that this word Shalom is the seventh word of that Pasuk. And therefore, L'tevi Mitztarf, it only combines for goodness, because that's what the word peace means. And hence, if someone drank six cups, and then he drinks a seventh cup, which is, quote, the Shalom cup, then that will combine to nullify the effects of the Zugis, because now you're ending by an odd number. But L'ra L'mitztarf will not combine for evil. And that is, if he drinks an eighth cup after the, quote, the seventh Shalom cup, the eighth cup will not combine with the seventh cup to cause harm. And it's logical, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Klal Yisrael with this seventh word, therefore you can't have any harm coming out through the number seven. And therefore he said that although eight is an even number, so the first opinion said ten's no harm. He's saying even eight, they're saying even eight's not going to come out any harm, because the eighth cannot combine with the seventh to cause harm of Zugis. Avoshita yesh pemishum Zugis, but the number six, because that's an even number, that would cause harm because of the concept of Zugis. Rabbi V'Rav Yosef, as Rashbam explains, that every generation, as the generations went on, they were more lenient with the Zugis, and they would go lower and lower. Damar Tavai, they both say that Vichuneka, which is another word in the Birchas Kanim, that Hashem will find favor in you, L'Toyva Mitztarf, that will only combine for goodness, L'Rola Mitztarf, and therefore will not combine for evil. And since this is the fifth word in that Pasuk, hence, number six is never going to be a harmful effect of Zugis, because it cannot come on with number five. Avalar ba, yesh b'mishum Zugis, but number four, that even number, that would cause harm. Abai v'Rava damatavayu, both Abai and Rava, they say even greater. V'yishmerecha, which is the third word of the Pasuk of Yivarecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, Hashem will bless you and watch you. So therefore, again, that's a word of blessing, of goodness, of Hashem Shmira. So L'tayv Mitzarf, it could only combine for goodness, that if they drank two cups, then as the third cup, that will combine to nullify the effects of the Zugis. But L'ra L'mitzarf, it will not combine with the fourth cup to create this element of Zugis again, because it's a Yishmira, it can't combine with the number four. And therefore, again, number four will not create Zugas. Only two cups will create harm of Zugas. Vaz Rava Tamei, Rava goes according to his opinion. The Rava Abkinul Rabbanu Barba cases that Rava let his students out, let the Rabbanu go out, that many times he would drink, give them to drink before they would leave. And many times he would only give them four cups and let them go. And that's, as we find this concept, that he held that four is not a concern about Zugis, because the number three of Yishmerecha cannot combine with number four to create the evils of Zugis. And that is the Gemara comments that Avagav the Itzik Rava Balevoi, although there was someone that he once gave to drink four and he got harmed, Loi Chashla Milsam, still Rava was not concerned to think that the number four is problematic because of Zugis. Dama, because he said, Oh, Hahu Mishum the Isvim Bepirkavi. You want to know why that one got harmed? It wasn't because necessarily because of number four. It was because he would ask me questions in the middle of my lecture, in the middle of my shiur. He embarrassed me in public because he used to ask all these questions, and that's why he got harmed, but not because necessarily of the effect of the number four. Now the Gemara continues on this. Amar Rav Yosef. Amali Yosef Sheda. Yosef the demon told me that Shmedai, Malka the Sheda, he's the king of all the demons, Memunahu Akula Zugi. He is in control, he's in charge of all the different effects of the peers. A king is not called our damager. And what that means is that he's not accustomed to doing things that are harmful, dangerous things, because it's degrading for the king to be doing things like that. And essentially his message was that we're not concerned about zugas, about peers, because it's not so common. But sometimes they do create damage, and therefore someone that wants to be stringent and to be careful and to do a shmir could do. But essentially the message is that since it's a king that's in charge, a king's not going to be doing all these petty crimes about creating all these damages. It doesn't, so to speak, pass for the king to be doing that. Interestingly, ikada amri lola haigisa, that those that say in the other direction, that adraba, to the contrary, malka raschanahu, the king is someone with a temper. My debay of it, whatever he wants to do, he could do. Shamel pirates gather last lay derech, which was one of the halachas regarding a king, that he could breach a fence to make a path for him, no matter where it is, he could breach someone's wall. No one could protest what he's doing. And hence, to the contrary, you have to be very careful, because the king could flare up and do whatever he wants, so you have to be careful, because the king is the one that's in charge of the zugas. Amra Papa, another quote from Yosef Sheda. Amali Yosef Sheda, Yosef the demon told me, betray Katlinan. When one drinks two cups, again because of the effects of Zugas appears, they can kill a person. However, if one drinks four, then they do not kill. However, barba maskinen, however, one, they still can create harm if one drinks of the peers of the number four. Betray, another difference between two and four is that by two, whether one did it inadvertently or intentionally, it is still going to have the harm of the number two. Barba, if one drinks four, it's only if he did it intentionally. However, if it's done inadvertently, then he does not get the harm of the effects of zukas. Now, the Gemara asks, v'i ishtli v'ikri v'nafek, and if he forgot, and it happened, and he went out after drinking pears. Now, my takanta, what does he do now? Now he's susceptible to this harm. So, linked zikfa, he should take his thumb, the yade, the yamina of his right hand, biyade the smali, and insert it into his left hand. And v'zikfa the smali, biyade the yamina, he should take the thumb of his left hand and put it inside his right hand. V'nemahachin, he should say as follows, atun v'ano hotlasa, that although there was this even number, but you and me are make three now, so we're not an even number anymore, we're really odd. V'ishmi le'damane, if he hears them saying, atun v'ano harba, oh, you and I, that it makes four, so namely he should retort back, atun v'ano hachamisha, no, you and I, that makes five. And basically is that he doesn't want to end up on a zugas, on an even number. V'ishmi le'damane, if he hears them saying, oh, atun v'ano hashita, no, you and I make six. So namely he should respond back again, atun v'ano hashiva, no, you and I are seven. So the Gemara says, "Have uvda ad mevachad." There was such a story where they kept on going higher and higher till 101, and that is the shade kept on counting in pairs, and he would keep on adding one more, not to end up with an even number. Upakasheda, and the shade, the demon burst because of the great pain that he had, that he wanted to keep it there in the even numbers, and he kept on making it odd. By 101, he finally burst. Amar Mema, Mema said, "Amrili rishtinu dinoshim kashvanias." The head, the lady that's in charge of the female sorceresses, that's in charge of them and teaching them all the ways of sorcery and witchcraft, told me the following thing. If someone meets up with women that are sorceresses, he should say the following phrase. Chari chamime, hot excrement, bidikula vazia, in torn and whole baskets that have holes in them, lifumaychu, to your mouths, noshe de charashaya, woman, you women that are sorceresses, karach karchaychi. Now the word karach means bold, that it means that let the hearer that you do your kishuf with, or your witchcraft with, let that become bold. Parach parchaychi, let the wind take away the crumbs, that's what the word parach is, to blow away. Let the crumbs of bread that you do your witchcraft, let the wind blow that away. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. A continuation of the phrase, Ivadru tavlanaychu, let your spices, again, that you use, be blown away by the wind. Parcha zika lamarika khata, let the wind take away your new besamim, your new saffron. Dinaktisu noshim kashvanias, that you women, that you do witchcraft, you use these items with. Adchaneni, and that is as long as from Shemayim, and me myself, that I had mercy on myself. And you also had mercy on me. I did not enter between you. But now that I did come between you, and that is the word karchaneini is a contraction of two words of kar and chanan, which means to say that now I know that your mercy has become cooled off. That's the word kar has been cooled off on me, and that's the chaneini is mercy. And also that my mercy has cooled off on myself because I wasn't careful about myself to make sure that I don't meet up with people like you. And that's what she said you should say when you meet these women that are sorceresses. The Gemara says, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't particular about the harmful effects of peers. Whereas Rav Dimna Ardah, he was kapeta fila arush medechavita. He was particularly, even about the markings of the barrel, and that is when they would sell wine, they would make markings in the barrel to see how much of the measurement that was taken out, and he was particular that it shouldn't go out in peers in relation to those markings. And Hava Uvda, there was actually a story, and they weren't particular. Upaka chavita, and the barrel burst. So however, the Gemara concludes and says, klol de milsa, the general rule of thumb, for these halachas are called a kapit. Whoever is overly particular about this concern, so kapti bade, so then the shadim are particular with him to harm him. Udeloy kapit, whoever is not so particular about it, loy kapti bade, so then they're not so particular to harm him. However, one still has to be concerned, although don't be overly involved with it, because then they're overly particular with you. But one still has to be concerned about it, because that, and that's even for someone that's not particular about it. And that is as Rashbam explains, because if you didn't have to be concerned about it whatsoever, so why did the Gemara mention this concept of zugus whatsoever? Our sages should have just said, a person should not be careful with zugus whatsoever, because then they won't be particular about you. And therefore he says that the interpretation is, and yeah, yes, you have to be concerned a little bit, and that's why our Gemaras talk about this concept of zugas. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel Amar, he said, this is the source of the halacha of zugas, that shtei beitzim, two eggs, v'shtei agoizim, and two walnuts, shtei kishuin, two cucumbers, v'davar acher, and something else, which is there's another fruit, which is there is a particularity for it regarding the halachas of zugas. Our halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. These are halacha, the tradition from Moshe M'Sinai, that these two things, from these items that we mentioned, can cause harm. Now, mistapkul rabbanan ma'iniu davar acher. And the rabbanan were unsure, they were in doubt about what was this other thing. And therefore, v'gaz rabbanan b'kuli zugi misham davar acher. That's why they made a decree about all other peers because of this other thing, because we don't know what it is, and we don't want the person to come to that harm. Another rule is v'had da amrin asara. This is what we said that regarding 10, tamanya 8, shita 6, arba 4, on amid aleph, that ein behem mishum zugi, that there are no concerns about peers, again because yishmerecha and all these different words in the pasuk cannot combine to evil. Lo yamarin el in mazikin. We didn't say that only regarding demons, that they cannot cause harm. Avlin kashafim, but regarding witchcraft, sorcery, afilat tuva namachashin, they need more than 10. If they're in peers, they it still makes a person vulnerable and susceptible to that harm. As the Gemara says, kehadahu gavra, like there was a certain person, digarsha l'debesu, that he divorced his wife. Azal insava l'chanva. So she went and she remarried a storekeeper that had wine. So kol yema have a azal v'shasech chamra. Now every single day, her first husband would come into that store to drink wine. So she tried attempting witchcraft, sorcery on him. However, it didn't have its effects on him, because he was very careful about peers, not to end up with an even number. One day he drank a lot. He didn't know how much he drank. Up until 16, his mind was still lucid, he was still clear, and he was able to be careful. After that, he already wasn't clear anymore, and he wasn't able to be careful. He left the store with an even number in the pier. As he was going, so this Arab had bumped into him, or that is, the interpretation means that he understood something about this person, that he was in danger of his life. So Amali, the Arab said, "Gavra ketela hu da'azal hacha." I see a dead man walking over here. Azal chavki ladiklas. So this individual, this first husband, went and hugged a tree because of his sickness and his worry. He was leaning on the tree to support himself. Tzavach dikla. So the tree shriveled up, it dried up because of the powers, of the effects of the sorcery. Upakahu, and this individual burst it. So we see this concept that although for demons, for shadim, there is no concern about zugis when it's 4 or 6 or 8 or 10, depending on the different opinions. However, regarding kishiv, there would still be a harm about drinking zugis. Amar Avira. Again, another understanding of this halacha, another qualification. Avira says, ka'ares, dishes, and that is if someone eats two plates of a cooked dish, v'kikaris, or loaves of bread, ein behem mishum zugis. These types of items do not have the concern, the ill effects of peers. Because kolal demil, so the general rule is, kol shugam b'dei adam, whatever was completed by a human, which means when you're baking a loaf of bread, or when you made a cooked dish, ein behem mishum zugis, there is no concern about peers. Gomer b'dei shemayim, when it's something that was completed by the hands of heaven, then if it's b'mila b'mina din mechel, where it's something that it's a type of edible food, then chashina, there we're concerned, because as we explained before, really it's only two eggs, two walnuts, these items that were halacha mesh b'sina, and something else, but they were things that were concerned because of that it was an item like those other things which were natural things in the environment, which were completed by shemayim, which are things like fruits and similar to that, that we were concerned that maybe these items are that davar achar. So therefore, there is the concern of zugis. But things which are completed by man, for example, loaves of bread, there is no concern about zugis. Similar other things that there's no concern about zugis, Chanus ein behen mishum zugas. Stores, there's no concern about zugas, about pirs. There's two interpretations, Rashbam. Either means if one drinks two cups of wine at two different stores, then we don't say that it's like a pir. It's not considered connected. Or it means that actually, even if you drink in one store two cups of wine, the mazik and the demons are not particular about such a person because it's not what's called a kvias. You're not established there. You're not drinking in your home. And therefore, that would not be considered a kvias to be considered a pir together. Now, although we brought that story about that individual, the first husband that was drinking in the store of the second husband, that's different because that's not in reference to Mazikin about demons, but rather it's because his first wife was doing witchcraft, sorcery on him. That is would be harmful even in such a case because that's not the same concept as the Shadim, where there it's a problem only if there's a kfiyas of them combined together. Similarly, nimlach ein behem shem zugas. If one reconsiders and he changes his mind, there's also no concept of zugas, as the Gemara had commented on the previous stuff on the top of Amud Aleph regarding tashmish, where it's not connected. It's not one unit. It's one, and then you reconsidered, so it's a new one. Oirach, a guest, where he also doesn't know how much he's going to be drinking, and therefore, essentially, every cup is like reconsidering, oh, there's another cup. And therefore, it's not considered one unit. There's also no harm of considering things together in pairs. Isha, woman, that's not a chash of a woman, and she's not a distinguished woman, so then she's like a guest in the sense that she's not kavuish, she's not established to drinking. Then ein ba mishum zugas, there's also no harm of zugas. It has to be when it's considered a kavias, an established drinking, that they could connect to be considered in one unit of peers. However, the woman is not like that, and therefore ein ba mishum zugas, she doesn't have the harm of peers. Whereas v'yishah chashuva, if she's a distinguished woman, then chashin, then we are concerned because she is considered prominent, and that is she's sitting and she'll be kavua for the drinking, and therefore the harm of zugas will apply. Amrav chinna b'rid Yeshua, asparagus, which what this is, it's not asparagus, but in the Persian language they call cabbage asparagus. And this is what we learned in the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, that if someone takes an oath from kruv, from cabbage, then he would be forbidden to drink this asparagus. Now this was a type of beverage they would make from cabbage and from wine, and they used to drink it in the morning for healthful purposes before they would eat. And therefore, that's why it applies this concept of being mitzar for taiv and not for ra, because since it's something of healing, just like we said regarding the pasuk of Yishmerecha, since it's good things, it cannot combine to cause an evil effect. And therefore, as the Gemara says, mitzar for taiv, it combines for good, which means to say that if you had already drank two cups, and this is the third cup, so it would combine to exclude from being a zugas. But ve'im mitzar for ra, it will not combine for evil, and that is if you drink one cup, and this is the second cup, it will not combine with the first cup to cause the ill effects of zugas. Amravina mishmei de Rava, zuge, if somebody doesn't know if he drank a pir or not, so then luchumra, the halach is you should go stringent and drink another cup. And therefore, if you had drank originally an even number, now since you wanted to be combined, so then it's what's called mitzar for taiv, combine for good. But if you didn't drink pirs, it really was an odd number, now you're drinking, and this is going to make it even, so then it's like reconsidering and saying, oh, let me drink another one, and therefore it's not going to combine for the evil. V'amila, and those that say, no, zugi l'kula, that when you're not sure if you drank pirs or not, then you go for the lenient, and that is you do not drink. And the reason is because if you were to drink now another cup because you're not sure, so you what you're essentially revealing is that you're particular about the harmful effects about pirs. And if originally you didn't drink a pir and now you're drinking, it will combine and therefore I'll make it an even number. So therefore don't drink. And therefore, even if it was an even number up until now, but since you weren't particular about it, so therefore they won't be particular with you, as we said, that whoever's lekapti, lekapti bahadei, so therefore better don't drink than to drink. Amar Rav Yosef said, trei dechamra v'chad deshichra. If someone drank two cups of wine, so which was a pir, then he's drinking this one cup of beer to now exclude it to make it an odd number, loy mitzav. They do not combine, the beer will not exclude the wine from being considered zugas. Whereas trade the shich, if you drink two cups of beer, v'chad l'charma, one of wine, mitzdarf, then it does combine. The greater the mochash of a wine will combine with the beer to exclude it from the halachas of zugas. And the Gemara says, v'semenecha, a mnemonic to remember this type of halacha, where only the mochash of a beverage will be considered enough of a connector to the less prominent, but the less prominent will not be considered connected to the more prominent, to exclude it from the halacha of zugas, is to remember a mishnah in Kalim, which that mishnah is talking about the halachas of tumas, the minimum measurements of certain cloths, how large it has to be to be able to be mekabel tumah. Within the Mishnah says that a mappetz, a hide, its minimum measure has to be 5 by 5. Whereas a machtzelis, a reed mat, the minimum measurement has to be 6 by 6 tvachim. Now, there the Mishnah says that zehaklal, this is a general rule of thumb, which is kala machubrelai, whatever is attached to it, and that is if, let's say, you have a reed mat that only has 5 tvachim square. Now, it has to be 6 tvachim square to be mekabel tumah. Now, if one goes ahead and has attached to it min achamer mimenu, attaches something that has more stringent halachas to it. For example, if let's say you attach a tefach of a mappet, of the hide attached to it. Now, since it's more stringent, the halachas of hide, than the reed mat, because it's mekabel tumah even in a lesser measurement, even by 5 by 5, doesn't need 6 by 6. So then it combines together with the mappets and tame, and therefore then it's mekabel tumah. However, min hakal mimenu, regarding something that's more lenient, that is, let's say you have by the hide, which has to have 5 tefachim squared, it only has 4 tefachim. And then you attach to it a tefach of the machtzeles, which is, since it's more lenient than this, and that is because the machtzeles needs even a larger area to first become mekabel tumah, then it will not combine with that hide for it to be mekabel tumah, because it's a lower level, it's not going to be strong enough to combine with it to be mekabel tumah by 5 by 5. And therefore, the mnemonic to remember for our halachas is here also, that since he drank 2 cups of beer and then he drinks a cup of wine, that will combine, since the wine is more chashav than the beer, the more chashav, the more stringent one could combine to exclude. However, if he drank 2 cups of wine and then 1 cup of beer, that's not strong enough, that's less chashav, that will not exclude it from the halachas of zugais. Similarly, Amar of Nachman Merav, Trei Kamataka. If he drank 2 cups of wine before the small table which they used to eat on for the meal, before that was brought, v'chara taka, and then he had 1 cup of wine by the table itself, mitztarfi. So that 1 cup of wine of the meal, which is the more chashav one, that will exclude from the 2 that were drank before the table was brought. However, chad mikmei taka, if he drank only 1 before the table, v'treyat taka, and he drank 2 by the table, loy mitztarfin, then they do not combine, and that is since he drank 2 by the table, which are a peer. So then the one before, which is not as chashav as what he drinks by the table, will not combine to exclude that from the halachas of zugas, and there will be the harm. Whereas Maskevah Mershasher, if Mershasher asks, what do you mean? Ato anan l'skune taku kabinan? Do we have to fix the table? We're not fixing the table. We don't care that on the table there was a zug that was drunk by the table. L'skune gavra binan. We have to fix the person. We have to make sure he doesn't drink an even number. V'gavra kom miskin v'koi. And the person is fixed, because even if he drank 1 before and 2 by the table, that is a total of 3. What do we care that it was only 1 before and 2 by the table? However, the Gemara does say that the Kuliyama, however, everyone, there is the words Ela Amar Sharshi, but they take out the words, it doesn't really belong over here, that the Kuliyama, everyone, even Amar Sharshi, that it seemed like he wasn't concerned about the table whatsoever, however, he would agree that Treya Taka, if you have 2 by the table, V'chad L'Basar Taka, and 1 after the table is taken away, then Lo Mitzarfi, then that would not combine, because what's before is, so to speak, setting up an appetizer for the meal, but afterwards is already post, that won't combine, and therefore there will still be the harm if one does not drink a 3rd one by the table. Ki ahi maisa de Rabbi ben Nachmani, like the story of Rabbi ben Nachmani, which is brought in the Gemara, in Masechtas Bametzi and Aseichas HaPoelim, that they were particular to go ahead and bring back the table to remove the ill effects of the zugas that were taking its toll on him. And that is because if one would help even after the table was taken away, to combine with the 2 by the table, so then in that story they should have brought him a 3rd cup even without bringing back the table. But since we find that they had to bring back the table, we see that everyone would agree that post the meal that one would not go ahead and be able to remove the ill effects of the 2 that were drunk on the table. So I'm reviewing the Mishmul, kalamazig, whatever is mixed, that is, it's diluted, and that is if he drinks wine that was diluted, that was mixed with something else, and then he drinks a totally different beverage, but that was also a mixed beverage, then mitzdarf, those 2 beverages do combine, whether for good or for bad, and that is since they're both what's quote mizugin, they're both mixed, so that is, so to speak, like one type of a beverage, and they combine, again, both for good or for bad. So if you drank 2 cups of different beverages, but they were mixed, then he drinks a 3rd mixed one, that would remove it from the ill effects of the zugas. We continue on top of kofi yadav minav, chutz min amayim, except for water. Now what that means is, if let's say he mixed water with water, if he mixed hot water with cold water or cold water with hot water, that's not considered a mixed beverage, because ultimately it's just one thing of water, so what's the difference if it's hot or it's cold? And therefore, since it's one thing and it's one name of water, so therefore if originally he drank yain mazik, a mixed cup of wine, this mixed water, so to speak, would not go ahead and combine for good or for bad. But Rabbi Yechonah argues, says, no, filamayim, that even water, if you're mixing hot and cold, you're mixing water, that would be considered like mazik, like it was a mixed beverage, and then it would combine with the other mixed beverages. However, Amar Papa says, Leah Marin, and he's coming to explain Rabbi Yechonah, that he said that even by water, it would combine, as so to speak, like a mixed beverage. Rabbi Yechonah didn't say that it would combine with the other ones. Only if you had mixed hot water with cold into cold water, or kri legoy chamimi, you mix cold water into hot water, which that Rabbi Yechonah would consider like mazik, like a mixed beverage. But if he mixed hot water to hot water, or if a kri legoy kri, or cold water to cold water, then even Rabbi Yechonah would agree, everyone would agree, that would not be considered mazik, and that would not combine with the other mixed beverages, and therefore, again, if one had two mixed beverages and drank a third one of water, which was mixed, but it was hot with hot water or cold with cold, that would not be able to remove the prior two mixed beverages from the halacha of zugos.